Investors now can own a slice of Velveeta. Shares of Kraft Foods traded on Wall Street for the first time yesterday. Kraft also makes Oreo cookies, Jell-O desserts, and Ritz crackers. The Kraft IPO was the first big-name initial public offering in a while, and NPR's Jack Speer reports it did not go as well as investors had hoped.
The once sizzling market for initial public offerings has been comatose for months. Companies have withdrawn plans to go public. Information technology no longer sets the pulse of investment bankers racing, and the dot-com crash has made investors cautious about taking a stake in the next new thing. But an unexpected buzz surrounded Kraft's initial stock offering. It's America's largest food company with kitchen staples in its pantry such as Maxwell House Coffee, Oscar Mayer Hot Dogs, and Planters Peanuts. Kraft's IPO was the second biggest ever, trailing only last year's debut of AT&T Wireless. Despite all the fuss, however, shares of Kraft had barely budged by the end of the day. Ray Blumberg, chief equity strategist with Stern Agee & Leach, says it goes to show how much things have changed from the time when new share prices doubled and tripled on their first day.
It's always a positive when you can do high-profile IPOs, but it would probably be much more positive for the market if it was some kind of a controversial technology stock, because that would tell us that people were really enthusiastic about the market.
Kraft's IPO was the 40th of the year compared with the nearly 200 initial public offerings that had occurred by this time last year. The sale of 280 million shares of Kraft raised more than $8 billion for parent company Philip Morris, money it will use to pay down debt from Kraft's acquisition of Nabisco last December. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.